It's midnight, and you know what that means. Don't ya?
Welcome, citizens, to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. My name is Gilroy McFadden, and I am your host. Tonight, I'm going to be taking you down Meritor Street, South Meritor Street, in Indianapolis, Indiana, which I hear is the happening place. Earlier today, there were Formula One races out at the racetrack, and the place is crawling with out-of-towners. Even as I approach, I can see that the streets are just loaded to the hill, full of people. So I'm going to go find what I can find. Maybe there will be something interesting. God, I hope this doesn't suck.
We're just doing it tonight just to make a little extra money.
Listening to Michael and Laura.
Actually, it's Laurel.
Laurel. Okay, I can edit that. How long have you guys been playing together?
About a little over a year. We met in at ISU University, so and then we just started playing together, and we, you know, we do a lot. We study with the same teacher, so
we do a lot of different gigs for the community at Terre Haute, and I just moved to Indianapolis, so we're going to start doing gigs around here, and we do a lot of campus activities too, recitals, etc.
I'm from Canada. I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and I came to Indiana because it's a good center for saxophone culture, and I came to study with Dr. Bro, who's at Indiana State University, and you know, I decided, why not come to America, give it a shot?
Street musicians. Did you guys think you would be when you grew up?
Well, I don't think we actually, we're going to pursue this as our careers. We're both pursuing music careers. But for a fun time, it's a good time to just show people what classical saxophone is all about.
Does it keep you from having to do really crappy jobs?
No. Like, for instance, I'm going to be a teacher and she's going to be a professor. So we have long-term goals in our future, but it's just fun when we enjoy celebrating music, celebrating the arts. Are these both the same kind of instrument?
Yeah, yes. They're both alto saxophones.
And they're both the same brand, too. They're Selmer Paris. Series 2.
How long have you guys been playing individually?
7th grade.
I started 7th grade also, yeah. And I'm 24 now.
I'm 22.
Like high school band?
Junior high, yeah. And I did my undergraduate degree at University of Alberta, and this is my master's degree I'm working on now.
So. You guys make a lot of money doing this?
We've only done this twice. This is our second opportunity doing street gig. We did it in Chicago during Christmas time last year, and then right now we're doing it.
You guys are awesome!
Thanks!
We're just doing it tonight just to make a little extra money to maybe donate for good cause.
Maybe we'll do a benefit concert for the bombing victims.
We have lots of ideas.
Yeah, actually we're going to play this Thursday. We're going to play for a patriotic function, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Back in Terre Haute.
Terre Haute, yeah.
Zero. Well, you guys got a pretty good little alcove here.
We just picked a spot.
Yeah, it echoes here, you know. Tall building.
Yeah, you can.
Off the wall.
You can hear you guys playing for blocks.
Well, we're loud for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Cool. So, do you have any requests?
I don't really know saxophone things. You got any jazz?
We could do something. Would be really nice for the world would be to celebrate God's. How to glorify God, we can do Amazing Grace. Yeah. We'll start out real hymn-like, and then we can go into a jazz.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay.
What time was that at?
About 9 o'clock. We've been here about almost an hour.
You have any jitters about performing in the middle of everything like this?
We perform regularly.
We really perform.
Yeah,
we play for each other too. I mean, like, if no one cares, who cares? We're just having fun ourselves. That's all that matters. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem.
Your faithful. Creation declares your grandeur. Lord, in your splendor, we surrender to the wonder of your power.
Cool.
You like that?
I like that. How long you been,
singing?
Yeah.
After my accident, my stomach is up in my chest.
Ouch!
And because of that, I lost my voice. After I got my degree, May 10th, 1992, I volunteered as a probation officer for criminal court and as a tutor for municipal court. And I started having asthma attacks, so I had to stop doing that. And I lingered at home for a while, crying, you know, because I had planned to be able to go to law school, but because of the accident, I wasn't able to go to law school. I wanted to be an attorney. I went to my doctor because I couldn't speak. She told me I'd never speak again and that I would be on a respirator, that I needed to be on a respirator. On Friday and Saturday, those are the 2 days that I thank God for allowing me to praise Him. I can't sing every day because it breaks down my body, you know. I have difficulty with my circulation. Since my stomach's in my chest, I have difficulty with digestion.
Well, you go from not being able to talk to sitting here singing.
Thank you, without a microphone. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, you can hear you all over the place.
It's awesome. Who else can sit on the corner and sing without a microphone?
Not many people that aren't getting paid a lot.
And who can sit out here and sing for 5 or 6 or 8 hours?
That's how long you sing for?
I can sing for 8 hours.
Every Friday and Saturday?
It depends on how long it takes me to get out here. I have difficulty with mobility, you know, getting around, getting my flowers, getting them to the van. I do all that by myself, so that takes a lot of time.
How long did it take you to come back from not being able to talk?
Oh, it took a long time. I guess it took about 6 months or a year.
From a diagnosis of not being able to ever speak again?
Right.
You must have really worked.
Yes, I worked. I tried to sing praises to the Lord, and I kept on trying.
Were you religious before your car accident?
I was religious before my car accident.
All of your life?
All my life. I had to be. My mother taught me about Jesus, and she sang in the choir at her church, and she made a record, as a matter of fact. Something Within Me.
Something Within Me?
Mm-hmm.
What's your mother's name?
James Ellen Whitehurst. But she never was a star. That's the name of the song that she recorded. Teachers and preachers are making appeals, fighting like soldiers on great battlefields. When to their pleading my poor heart did yield, oh, that I know it, there is something within me, something within me that holds that grace, something within me that banishes hate, something within me I cannot explain. Oh, that I know is there is something within.
How did the accident happen?
Stuff. Well, this lady ran the red light, and she was an author, and her husband is a surgeon. She's still alive, I guess. She's an author of some books, and her husband is a surgeon. And, well, you know, Judge Zor
directed the jury, his instructions to the jury was, don't have mercy on me, don't pity me, because I had polio. So he prejudiced the jury against me, you know. And that was very, very, very frustrating and very painful, emotionally.
What do you do in the winter?
I pray. I pray that, you know, I can make it through the winter. That is a very awesome thought. Right now it's getting cooler. I try to live. It's hard.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Yes.
You're welcome. Great.
I am at the Ritz Nightclub, where a band called Circle of Illusion is playing. A local Indiana band that I think is going to be breaking out pretty soon. Let's listen to them, shall we? This is going to be a simulcast then, okay?
Fine.
Because I'm doing the What I Wish I Didn't Know show right now.
What are you doing?
The What I Wish I Didn't Know show.
The What I Wish I Didn't Know show?
Yeah.
What in the blue hell is that?
And the Rock! Loudly at the smack of that. All right. Are we ready?
I'm not losing my shirt over this, so I don't know.
No. That's it. would like to cover.
Come on, what is your name?
Chuck the Powerhouse.
Chuck the Powerhouse.
Hold on,
better get the name right. We're changing.
Hold on, all right.
Are you filming?
This is awfully commercial for PBS.
Hold on, wait, don't put the light on yet, buddy. Don't film me.
I'm about to drink a Power Horse on film for PBS.
Let me explain the rules. The three of us are going to each grab a can. I will give you a can, and you can enter this contest, which you can win one of these.
I'll let you. I'm the TV host.
All right. If I win, then I get a shirt, whichever one I want to choose, and it ain't going to be this
but
one.
But I will win. Because I'm a chug master.
Are you? We got a challenge. All right. If I lose, you get a beautiful F1 Play T-shirt. Okay. All right. All right, I'm handing out the powers.
No, I have to wait for you guys.
Yep. Everybody is gonna mic this.
All right.
You don't need.
No, we've got to crack it.
Hold on. Whoa! All right, I'm losing control. First one needs this. Oh, need this.
Debbie.
Come here.
Mark. Tyler Babyton. Killer McFadden.
All right, that's a lie. Yeah, his name ain't Killer.
All right.
All right. Corvallis, I need you to hold the mic. Because I'm
in
a
contest.
Right.
Please don't let this suck.
All right, ready? On the count of three, the first one to step in the can and prove it's empty wins the shirt. If I win, I'm seeing Yabos, right?
Well, he's done.
One, two, three.
Shirt.
Slam.
Go, go, go,
go. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, he got a winner.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks. Oh my god, I can't feel my legs.
Nah, it was good.
Soy un hombre muy honrado que me gusta lo mejor. A mujeres no me falta ni el dinero ni el amor. Jineteando en mi caballo por la sierra yo me voy. Las estrellas y la luna ya me dicen dónde voy.
Murder Street, Murder Street. The What I Wish I Didn't
Know
Show.
The What I Wish I Didn't Know Show?
Yeah.
What in the blue hell is that?
We're just doing it tonight just to make a little extra money. So people like classical saxophones all about. And
my stomach. I'm in my chair.
The place is crawling without counters.
My stomach is up in my chair. Something within me I cannot explain.
Indianapolis, Indiana. You ever been there? Oh, okay. Hey, if you ever get a chance, go down to Murder Street, because the bars there really cool. But, I don't know. There's definitely better times to be had. This is Gilroy McFadden, and you've been listening to the What I Wish I Didn't Know Show. The What I Wish I Didn't Know Show is produced by the McFadden Group, and remixed at the IronStat Studios. Be sure to stay tuned for Spangwagon Radio, which is coming up next with the Spangmeister himself. Good night.